Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Burt Show.
All right, long-distance relationships have got to be really super tough. Man, you've got to have 100% honesty. You got to have 100% trust if you're not seeing this person all the time. So you can understand, like, all right, clearly we need to have a set of rules here when it comes to long-distance relationships. This one might be out of hand.
Who in here has had a legitimate long-distance relationship?
Well, those are two different things. Legitimate
yes.
long-distance relationship or just a long-distance relationship?
A legitimate long-distance relationship.
Yeah, I had a long-distance relationship, but I wasn't exactly legitimate.
I'm currently in a long-distance relationship. The distance is just time.
Oh, wow.
I'm so proud of her.
That was clever.
It was.
Imagine bringing a giant stack of papers and plopping it down in front of your significant other and being like, this is our long-distance contract. If we are going to do this, we are going to have in writing what the parameters, rules, and guidelines are. And if either one of us does not abide by this contract, we can sue each other.
Literally sue each other and go to court. So what can it be like? Okay, we're going to text each other at least 2 times a day.
Oh, I'll get to the different violations. Like violation 17 involves slander. Violation 18 involves neglect. Violation 16 involves cheating.
Oh, wow.
So yeah, in a since deleted TikTok, and this is coming from a New York Post article. This TikTok amassed 1.8 million views, and it's Devin Motley sharing this mammoth document detailing a list of rules to abide by while living apart from her boyfriend, Garen. And it's just him signing the paperwork with the caption, POV, you and your BF boyfriend write a contract, so if anything goes wrong, you can sue each other. So, and he's signing the paperwork. So by signing this agreement, you acknowledge the following terms, and that's how this LDA begins. Neither party is allowed to end the relationship until 9/1/2024 unless there is a breach of one of the violations listed below.
So no matter how miserable you are, you got to stay in this thing for a year.
Unless one of the violations listed below happens. Now, if you're wondering if this sounds somewhat familiar, I do not watch the show Suits. Apparently, it's getting a resurgence on Netflix.
I literally just started watching it on my second episode
right
now.
It
is really good.
I'm watching it the second time through because it's just like the perfect background, but it's really interesting and Meghan Markle glows.
And apparently, something like this happened in an episode of Suits, and so that's where they got the inspiration to do this. Violation 16, cheating, including but not limited to sleeping with someone of opposite sex, having any sexual contact with the opposite sex, messaging or calling the opposite sex with sexual innuendos or ill intent.
So same sex, totally cool. Do whatever you want.
They just put opposite in
there. Okay. Turn somebody gay for 6 months.
Violation 17, slander against either party, including in this contract, complaining about your relationship, speaking poorly about your partner, etc. Violation 18, neglect of participating party's emotional or physical state, therefore a lack of reassurance would be considered under this violation. Now, they are required to do the following. All issues with the opposite party are required to be brought to the attention of the party in question. That kind of makes sense. Arguments must result in a resolution apology and closing of action of affection. Long distance will require a gift of some sort to be ordered to each party's home. Location must always be turned on. Every call seen must be answered. We must call at least once every day. Keep in continuous contact throughout the day. Always give extra reassurance.
Cassie is looking at this and she's appalled because as an independent person, working with these kind of parameters, absolutely impossible.
No, and I did long distance in college, and I just, Of course you would call every day, but it's weird to me that you have to spell it out. And who wants a gift after a fight if you know they are contractually obligated to send you one? Right. Or you can sue them. That's the thing that gets me. Like, if you want to put forward, like, hey, here are the expectations I have from a long-distance relationship, so you know up front, you can agree or disagree. But to make somebody sign that and be like, if you don't answer every call that you see and your location's not on, I'll sue you for all that you're worth is a little like...
takes the romance out of it.
It's a little desperate. Yeah.
So before the clip was taken down, you know, some of the comments that they were able to snag, somebody wrote, incredible. I wish I did this. Somebody else said, upload the document so I can use it. Another person said, girl, I'm going to need this. And then you had those opposing views that said this was insane. Someone said that this is psychotic behavior. Another one said, I mean, this is so extra to me because if you have a good partner, this should not be needed.
Yeah, I mean, I think that there's something to be said for being very clear about what we're expecting in our relationship, but a 20-page contract, that takes the romance right out of it.
Maybe a little bit.
But you know what?
It does.
You got to forge your own way, whatever works for you, boo.
Well, you're doing kind of a long-distance thing, Mo.
Not with a contract.
Not with a contract.
Yeah, but I am.
What would you do if she came to you with a contract like this?
Be single.
The Burt Show.